Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This will take just a couple of minutes of your time. May I continue with the survey?
Sure.
Yeah, may I continue with the survey?
Yes.
Okay. So, just to make sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm African American.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. What is your age?
33.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I'll say closely.
Okay. Will that be somewhat or very closely?
Very.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm Democrat.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? I will say about 11 issues, and you can select 2. 1, okay. Reducing crime. 2, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 3, border security. 4, protecting abortion rights. 5, combating division and racism. 6, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. 7, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. 8, creating more jobs and raising wages. 9, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. 10, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. And 11, improving K-12 public school education.
I think it was combating racism, and then it's hard for me to choose. We'll say lowering inflation.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Kamala Harris.
I'm going to say 75.
Donald Trump.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Joe Biden.
I'll say a 70.
George Stein.
Is it George Stein?
Yes.
I'm unfamiliar.
Okay. Tim Scott?
Tim Scott?
Yes.
I'll say 30.
Cornel West?
We'll say 75.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I came across the case in August of 2019.
Let's say 75.
Democrats in Congress?
They should be doing more. I'll say 70.
Mark K. Robinson?
I would just say unfamiliar.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I would do Biden. I would prefer a different Democrat nominee, but I would just go with Biden.
Okay. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Republican Mark Robinson, and Libertarian Mike Ross, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
I would just go with the Democrat. So you said Josh Stein?
Yes, Josh Stein, correct. Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Yes, a lot. Yes, some.
I'll say a lot.
And of this, what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
I would say more favorable out of the two options.
And that would be much more favorable or somewhat favorable?
They're somewhat favorable.
Okay. And can you give us an idea or explain why? Just an example.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For example, I know that he's trying to help with the student loans and everything. I know there's a lot of red tape surrounding that. So I guess he's trying his best with that. So I see the alerts and the emails and the articles about more loan forgiveness. But then also with everything going on and just with Palestine and everything, I feel like he could have had a stronger stance earlier. So it's just hit or miss for me.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
A lot or some?
I honestly try to avoid looking at his foolishness, so I'll just say some.
Okay. And of this, what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And will be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Less favorable.
Okay. And can you explain why? Any reason? I'll explain just a little bit.
Yeah, after he got charged, he tried to say that the African-American community is behind him because he was wrongfully charged by the African-American community. And he just says really foolish things.
Okay, just a moment.
He's pretty much satisfied, but I'm still writing nothing about him on our hands because we still have an investigation to conduct.
Okay, now to continue, I'd like to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. I'm going to read some options. One, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Two, stagnant wages and rising costs. Three, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Four, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Five, rising crime and violence. Six, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Seven, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. And eight, the lack of quality education opportunities.
Definitely Donald Trump being elected again, because he can repeal and roll back everything you just mentioned, and he can elect people to the Supreme Court that can do just that. And then the first would be the rise of white nationalism.
White supremacy.
Okay. And white supremacy.
Okay. Thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will do better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Who would do better?
Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Yes.
Biden.
And Biden somewhat better or much better?
I would just say somewhat.
Okay. Next issue, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
And Biden somewhat better.
Okay, next issue, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden somewhat better.
Next issue, rising crime and violence.
Biden somewhat better.
Now, fixing the immigration system.
Biden somewhat better.
And last issue, growing the U.S. economy.
Biden somewhat better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
Unfortunately, it doesn't make a difference, only because of just the choices that we have made.
Okay, and as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with the verdict. There's other things he could be charged with that are much more serious, but I do agree with the verdict.
Okay, somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or other?
And Twitter.
Twitter. And another option?
We'll say TikTok.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My master's degree.
Thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Engaged, living with a partner.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would just say liberal.
Okay. Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Never?
Once a week.
Weekly. Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I'm about half.
I'm sorry, say that again?
About half.
About half, thank you, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I guess urban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. Thank you very much for all your answers. This concludes our survey. And thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Goodbye.